listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table. Last session on The Nasty Table, 12 gauge.
No, we're just going to put them out back to snow, keep them cold.
The guns might already be here somewhere, but we're not going to be able to tell until the blizzard dies down.
We got to monitor him above all.
A woman holding a child. They both get into the red minivan that's out front. Gonzo, the front door opens.
Have you heard on the recent shootings in the neighborhood? Chicago News, Chicago Town News, Chicago News.
Chicago News?
But I think the best way to make him look uncredible is we need to get a hold of narcotics that we need to plant in that house.
Avery, some meth, please.
Shoot him and then inject him with the meth?
That's too much time. You can call the cops. Say he was injected with meth.
By two guys who work for the Chicago News.
Like Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Dog Nuts. Brian's Biscotti and Coffee.
That's so banging.
I'm glad you like it.
That's what I needed.
A biscotti.
1, 2, 3, 4. Joe, would you like to dip a biscotti in Tyler's coffee?
Yeah.
No, I'm quite all right, thank you. I just ate so much fucking pot roast, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Spent the last week tracing back Joe's lineage. He's not actually Italian, fun fact.
Mexican?
No. Some Eastern European. They couldn't really figure out where it came from. But they did say in those like really high up mountainous regions, tracing back genealogy is really hard. There was a fair amount of inbreeding because not a lot of people came, not a lot of people left, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting stuff. And then they went to Italy after.
They basically said that I'm like a Balkan that doesn't have any blood.
He's 86% microplastic.
Yeah. Yep. Microplastic and like beer. Doctor doesn't know. Has no idea why I'm living.
When's the last time you had a high life?
2, 3, 4 days ago. Solid. It had been a while, and I was in the liquor store because I was gonna get Coors Banquet, or I was gonna get I've been on like just like a Coors Light kick for some reason. And I just was fucking reaching for the thing, and I saw High Life looking at me, and it was looking at me like a fucking like a lost dog. And I was like, where were you, you know? Where did you end up going? So I took him home.
I don't think I've had a High Life since we shared them in this basement. I think that's the last time I had a High Life.
They're good.
I did have
They mean a lot to me.
I think I told you they don't make them anymore. Evil Genius did a collab with Miller, and they called it the Mimosa of Beers. It was like a orange IPA, but it was light. I haven't been able to find something that tasty since. It was a limited time release. Can't get it anymore.
Coming up very soon is Line and Google Sunset Wheat.
I'm not a big fan of wheat beers.
It's not a wheat. It's a blueberry citrus beer. It's the best beer I've ever had.
It's only around
like 2 months a year.
I do really like Line and Cobra though. Line and Cobra's are nice.
They're so good.
Oligosh is still pretty good too.
Oligosh is great.
It holds up. I got my brother a six pack when he moved in his new place, and I had one with him, and they do hold up. Those Belgian wheats are an exception to the rule on my part. There's another Belgian beer. It has like a foil top. There's still, thank you.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's delicious. It's so good. That's like my favorite beer.
I like the blonde.
Yeah,
the
blonde's outstanding. Left a blonde. Yeah. Very, very good.
So good.
Alrighty. I'm sorry, guys. I was just...
Take your time, man. I'm set on it. We're actually an hour ahead of schedule because Justin's on time, so yeah, we're good.
You're not lying.
What are those?
Those are my breasts.
This is a different kind of biscotti down here.
No, I mean...
Let's get into a recap. Let's get the gears turning. Let's get down to business. Let's rock the clock with my cock in hand. Shit, for lack of a better turn of phrase, popped the fuck off last session. In both operas, I would say. And we'll get into the minutiae here. But, I mean, I said it in the group chat the other day. Like, Johnny as a character to me is very, very funny. And for a while, for a while, I thought you weren't doing it on purpose. Like, it was just the way that Justin plays. But it is becoming clear to me, and I hope I'm not wrong in saying this, that this is just how Johnny is. This is just Gonzo's personality. Because Agent Elmer was not like that at all. Maybe it's a little mix of both.
Yeah, I feel like Gonzo's also got the shitty end of the stick in some of these situations relative to Elmer. Like, when we were doing the two one-shots, Elmer had to take the lead. In these ones, Gonzo's kind of just, like, stepping in and then getting shit on sometimes.
Maybe I'm giving you too much credit. All right, so let's dive in. I mean, what the fuck is the idea? Let's knock on the door and...
I was just sending it.
Why?
I was figuring...
No thought, and poor fucking Galleon is just like, all right, okay. Fucking Jerry from Chicago News is fucking in the... You know, and it's just like, it's like, that works until it doesn't.
Can I offer a take?
Let me just finish my thought real quick. That shit can get you killed.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. And it has happened time and time again. When you rush in headlong, remember I always say these interactions with NPCs are boss fights to me. So if you go in unprepared, if you go in underleveled, if you don't have the right gear, you're going to get fucking smished like a bug. Just something to be wary about. I hold you guys accountable for not doing your due diligence when it comes to stuff like that. So the tide has shifted for sure. This will have repercussions and possible ramifications. Who can say? Go ahead.
I'm guilty of it too, which is why I'm offering a take. And I don't think you and I have discussed it openly, but I'm just throwing it out there and you can do with it what you will. The last session, we really took our time. And I think there is a little bit more based on, like, the conversations we had about it. There's a little bit more, not sense of urgency, but just a sense of, like, maybe we don't spend a whole session arguing back and forth as to what we do. Maybe we... have an idea and stick to it, and if it doesn't go well, that's Delta Green, baby.
You said it aloud. You said it specifically. You were like, first of all, I mean, I thought the quote was so funny. You're like, in the words of Garfield, let's go ruminate. Then you guys ruminate, and then during the rumination, you guys are like getting into the specifics of it. But this is a super fun situation to be talking about at length. You know, drugging somebody, trying to kill somebody, and sabotage their lives. That's a fun conversation. I think that there is a difference between plotting an assassination attempt and, you know, what do we do with these bugs?
Yeah.
I think those are vastly different things.
Those bugs were super important.
I think it does warrant a conversation. But my greater point is that you said it. You were like, we're ruminating too much. We're talking too much. There's a middle ground, though, for sure. I don't think that you guys talked too much or deliberated too long last session. I think it's an important thing.
I think that middle ground is... Look, it's going to unfold the way it's going to unfold, but that's where our characters shine.
In its own right, some information.
Who pulls the trigger and who sweats and can't pull it?
I suppose. But again, to reiterate my approach to a lot of these NPC interactions, like I said, they're boss fights. They have weaknesses, they have strengths, they have a lot of stuff in them. This is Sticky Wicket. That guy had a gun.
I did get, I was going to say, I got a lot of information
out of
it too.
Guns shoot bullets, and bullets pierce flesh. From flesh comes blood and the death of your character. I don't want that. So just have your due diligence. But it was funny. And I think that's what's most important, more than anything. I will always err on the side of the funnier outcome. So, as your individual operas unfold, we begin... with our pair in Maine. It is currently 2:00 in the morning. The blizzard has seemingly slowed, but not yet subsided. Agent Hunk, resting quietly at the breakfast nook, is asleep. Blood still stains the floor of this trailer, and a dead man lies in the snow outside. The two of you, still awake, what do you want to do? 2:00 in the morning.
Gauze is gonna, take some gabapentin and go to sleep.
Okay. And... Garfield, you're just
TV
staying up. No, there's no TV, no radio. You're just kind of sitting around? Are you doing anything?
Watching it snow out the window.
Yeah, keeping an eye out.
Like by the fire.
Yeah, keeping warm. And the fire, it looks like you guys have enough wood, so it's not going to be an issue. Like I mentioned, the blizzard is slowing down. 15 minutes go by. 15 past that, it's 2:30. And it looks like it's slowing down more. Still visibility issues, still kind of coming down hard, but the wind that's been incessantly knocking against the side of this trailer has subsided.
I'd like to look around in the kitchen to see what like food and stuff's around, like snacks or anything.
Yeah, if you take some time and go through the cupboards, go through the fridge, and there is like a little mini like half fridge there. There's some beer in there. You see a tray that is covered in tin foil, and then the actual cupboards have various snacks, bags of chips, cans, canned food.
Just gather some snacks and goodies for tomorrow.
Gotcha. Gather it up. Another half hour goes by. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You are starting to feel a little bit tired, but it's nothing that you can't push through. Now, when we get to a certain point, we will start taking penalties to your roll just because you haven't slept, but you did sleep on the train, so that's not going to be for a little bit.
What time sunrise?
Sunrise should be expected at 5:15. Another 30 minutes goes by. It's 3:30.
I'll tap him in at 4:30.
Okay. 3:30 rolls by, and between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, the blizzard subsides. The snow stops coming down. Visibility slowly begins to become more available to you. And the moon, which is like 3/4 of the way full, illuminates the snow, reflects off of the snow, and gives a pretty good view outside. The truck is still there, just as much as you've left it, although it is now covered in snow, as is any kind of trails that you guys made outside, or boot prints or footprints or anything like that. But the blizzard has stopped, and now there's just this glistening wave of white frost twinkling. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just wait till 4:30 and tap him in.
Okay. Another 30 minutes go by and you wake calls up. It's 4:30. Okay.
Hey, I'm almost passing out, so I'm going to need you to stay up until sunrise, if that's all right.
Just my eyes still closed. Yeah. Yeah. What time is it?
It's like 4:30.
All right. All right, yeah, I'll get up and I'm gonna clean some prints off this place.
All right. I think he said we might just burn it down. So.
Oh yeah, he did say that. All right, well, I'll see if I can get anything out that might not make it through the fire.
Yeah.
Might make it through the fire. I'll take a little comb through here and just get some rest.
All right.
You begin kind of going through a process of doing what exactly?
Yeah, he had a bedroom, right? It's a separate bedroom?
No, it's not separated. It's literally just a bed at the back.
So you have like a wardrobe, like a drawers?
No, I mentioned there's like laundry baskets that just have like stacked clothes on them.
Okay. Can I go through those, checking pockets?
Yeah, going through, checking pockets. You begin that process. Yeah.
I'll bring it over to like where I can see the door.
Gotcha. Okay. And it's actually close over to Honk, who kind of raises his head as you begin going through these, checking the pockets, and Hunk kind of like looks up and like squints a little bit, rubs his eyes. What time is it?
Like 4:30. We got maybe an hour.
He kind of like looks out towards the window, looks outside. All right. Listen, I'm sorry, but we can talk about whatever, if you want to talk about anything after we get all this shit done, but I didn't trust Harry. I think the guns are just here somewhere. If not in this trailer, then on the property somewhere.
Yeah, we can take a look.
I think he's just fucking fed us bullshit just to get us here. Maybe he was gonna kill us. I don't know.
What did he ask you when we stepped out for firewood?
He's just talking about an old operation. Like I said, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about when this is over. I'm going to take a walk around, just see if I can check. I don't know. He's got a shed out there. I'm going to go take a look.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look through here, see if I can find anything.
Okay. And he stands up, opens the door, and steps outside.
All right. I'm going to kind of just like peek out a little bit. Is he going towards the shed?
Yeah, now that the visibility is better, you can actually see the shed that he was talking about. It's kind of off to the side there. And it looks like it's got like doors that open up, like two doors that open out.
Like barn doors?
Yeah, almost.
Like mini barn doors, okay.
And he's making his way over to there.
Yeah, I'll just kind of like keep an eye out, kind of just keep fumbling through the clothes. And
yeah, you take like a solid 10, 15 minutes of going through these. You don't find anything in any of the pockets. Some of the clothes are folded, some of them aren't. Mm. But Hunk makes his way back inside and kind of shakes the snow off his feet. Did he have a key on him?
I didn't check. I can head out. I just checked through his clothes here to look for keys or anything like that.
All right. The shed is locked. I'm going to take a look around, see if I can find it. Maybe it's in here somewhere.
What kind of lock?
Just a padlock.
Yeah, if we can't find it, I mean, we can bust a padlock.
I guess there's no tools around, but yeah, check his body. I'm going to check this.
All right.
He starts making his way around. Looks like he's opening up drawers, looking inside, fishing through some stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm going to head out back to the trailer.
Back to the trailer. Towards the back of the trailer?
Yeah, towards the back of the trailer.
Yeah, gotcha. Near where the wood pile was.
Yeah.
And you can see it, although the snow has been coming down, it hasn't fully covered the body, which is still there, mm-hmm. And still seeping blood into the snow around it. You reach down, and what do you do?
Going for his just pockets on his pants.
Okay. Start fishing through his pockets. He does have a wallet in there that you feel. Mm-hmm. And then in his other pocket, you do feel what seems to be a key. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try to grab both of those.
Yeah. Grab the wallet, grab the key. It's one of those keys that it's like two keys on a key ring, but they're identical keys.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Like, does he have like a jacket on?
Yeah. So he's wearing that vest, and you kind of pat down the vest. You put your hand in one side, you put a hand in the other side. You put your hand inside his vest and you feel another key.
Okay, I'll take, can I grab that key?
Yeah, you kind of pull it out real quick. It is a key. It looks like a car key.
Okay. Huh.
And it's inscribed, it says Chevy on it. It says Chevrolet. Chevy.
And yeah. That wasn't the brand of the truck, right?
It was,
oh,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I guess then, if I'm confident everything's out of his pockets, I'll head back inside.
Okay.
I'll head over to the shed. I'll go to the door, look at Hunk, say I got some keys.
Yeah, go take a look. Open it up, and we'll just I'm guessing. I'm fairly certain that they're in there.
Yeah.
Grab them, and then we'll just pull the truck around, I guess, and load it up and get the fuck out of here.
All right. Yeah.
What do you do?
Head over to the shed.
Make your way over to the shed, trekking through the snow, stepping up. The padlock is there, and it looks like a fairly newer padlock. It doesn't look rusty, doesn't look beat up. Put the key in, click, and it pops open.
Yeah, I'll take the lock off, throw it in the pocket for now, and open one of the doors.
Open one of the doors. You pull it out, and it kind of drags through the snow, making this sweeping kind of mark as it opens up. Not much in here. It is a very simple shed with some tools. You see bolt cutters, a lot of mechanic tools too. There's a couple like toolboxes that are in here too,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to go through them, but nothing that seems immediately to stick out to you.
Okay.
It doesn't look like there's any compartment on the ceiling. It looks like just one straight sloped roof.
What's the floor? Concrete? Dirt?
It is just straight dirt, yeah.
Anything look disturbed on the ground?
Roll search.
73 on a 47.
Nothing looks disturbed. Nothing looks immediately like it sticks out. If anything, the floor here, the dirt floor here, looks very compacted. It doesn't look recently moved or recently, you know, shifted in any way. I'm also going to carry over that roll into, you know, just a general search around the area. Mm-hmm. You find gas cans. You find, like I mentioned, a lot of mechanics tools, tools like that, but nothing out of the ordinary, nothing strange. There's a weed whacker, just like different hedge trimmers and leaf blowers. Nothing.
Nothing. All right. I'm going to close the shed back up, put the lock back through it. Don't clamp it down.
Okay.
And keep all the keys on me.
Okay. making your way back. At this point, it's like quarter to five, I would say. Mm-hmm. Making your way back inside, Hunk is just kind of sitting there and looks over at you when you walk in.
I didn't see anything out in the shed, but I think you're right. I mean, he had a car key on him. I think he didn't plan to have us leave here.
Car key?
For the truck. I didn't check.
Well, like a spare
key? It's a Chevy, yeah.
I'm gonna check the shed. No offense, nothing like that. I know he has to have them.
Yeah.
And he stands up and walks past you, and it looks like he's making his way to the shed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Look over to Garfield. He's sleeping?
Yeah, he's sleeping.
I want to pull out a little Vorish sign.
Casting the Vorish sign. I want to know specifically what this motion looks like for you.
I feel like it's 10 seconds of just like clearing the mind, like neutral, and then like a two fingers to the temple, and the rest just lay under the eye.
Okay, so you go through your hand gestures. You're going to take away 3 willpower points and 1 sanity point.
Are you hitting emotes?
Yeah, I'm hitting the emote. I got the Masonic emotes.
He's got emotes? Did he buy the battle pass?
You go through these hand motions and you see creeping out from under the door jamb leading outside just this snaking black energy, and it just kind of creeps its way in up to the spot right where Harry died, and it's leading outside underneath the door jamb, and you kind of take a look, and you can see this black coalescing energy just kind of snaking through, going down the stairs and making a right outside.
Is that towards the shed or away from the shed?
Towards the shed.
I kind of snap out of it, and I just shout, Garfield! Garfield! Wake up! Come on! Follow me.
What's going on?
All right,
fuck.
We're all good.
Walking out, following it, opening the door, stepping outside. Looks like as you turn the corner, it's leading directly to Harry's body. And right before it reaches his body, it looks like it splits, almost like, think of a cable with all the little tiny cables inside of it just splitting out, attaching itself to multiple portions on his body, specifically his forearms, and it looks like his thighs.
His tattoos. I want to check his tattoos.
Yeah. You step up, and as you kind of close the distance, in a snap, that all fades away. Reaching up his arm, pulling his arm up beyond. It just looks like typical tribal tattoos. But you pull up on his shoulder, and you see a shoulder piece that takes up most of the top of his pec, and it is a symbol that you recognize. It is a very specific symbol that you recognize.
Okay. Is it cold to the touch?
Kind of put your finger on it. His body is, but it doesn't seem particularly different in temperature.
Different, not different. It's not.
Garfield, you witness Gauze just rubbing a naked
playing
dead man.
Playing with a corpse?
Yes.
Yeah. As I'm putting my, like, coat on and shit, like, coming out the door half asleep. What the fuck? What are you doing?
I guess now's probably as good as time to tell you as any. I got a friend back home. Taught me a few things about, I don't know, the other side. I really don't know what it is, honestly. I saw something moving out from where he died, nodding at his body. And it went to this tattoo here, this symbol. I point the symbol out to him.
Can I check him out? Is he okay?
Roll human intelligence.
<laughs> 71 on 12.
Oh, he doesn't look tired. There's no bags under his eyes, and he's talking calmly.
What are you talking about?
I can see things. I can... Something's fucky with this guy. Something I don't know. I don't really know.
Like the Sixth Sense movie?
I guess. I mean, that's the closest thing I can think of. I don't know. I'm not... This is kind of new to me, all this.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to turn around and smoke a cigarette.
All right. I guess while he smokes a cigarette, I guess I'm pulling his pants off and checking his thighs.
Taking the pants off of the corpse reveals a large thigh tattoo of that symbol. And on his other thigh, there is something that I need you to roll sanity for. You fuck. Actually, I don't know if you need to roll sanity for it. I'm going to read what it is, and then I'm going to ask you a very specific question.
Okay.
It is plain text, completely normal-sized font. It doesn't look big, doesn't look large. It says, Pierce Claremont, right on his thigh. Do you know Pierce's last name?
No, because only person that does is Gonzo. That's out of character knowledge.
That's what I thought.
I just know it's Pierce.
So I'm not going to have you roll sanity. It says Pierce Claremont. Just plain text right on his thigh. Nothing else.
And that's all it was for? Different lines going to him?
Seemed to be.
So the other shoulder then?
Yeah. So you go up to the other shoulder and you see another one of those symbols. It's the same exact symbol every single time. It's a symbol that you know very well.
Do they look like fresh or like newer than the other tattoos?
No, they actually look particularly faded.
Fuck. I'm gonna just walk right past Garf having a cigarette and I'm pulling his pants back up.
Okay. You hear commotion coming from the shed, and you see a wrench go flying end over end out of it. Hunk walks out looking pissed, and he just kind of like sees you from, it's maybe like 25, maybe 30 yards away, just shakes his head, turns around, looks like he's walking to like the back of the shed.
Back of the shed, okay. Guess I'm gonna go walk. I'm gonna say, Garfield. I guess I don't really know what to do about this. There's just something weird. He has these symbols on him that there's some energy leading to, and Pierce Claremont written on it. I don't know.
Pierce Claremont.
Yeah.
Deep. Is that our Pierce?
I don't. How would he get a tattoo of Pierce's name on him?
Well, who the hell is Pierce Claremont?
I don't know. Who the fuck is this guy?
What were the other symbols?
It was all the same. It was all the same as that one I showed you. On his shoulder. He had one on his thigh, two on both shoulders, and then one. The other one was that Pierce Claremont.
What does the symbol mean?
Kind of see Gaul just kind of like stare off in like the woods for a second.
Roll sanity for me, bud.
Yeah. Wait, 7. 007 on a 45.
007. You're going to lose 1 point of sanity.
Okay.
As you guys are talking, it looks like Hunk is walking from back behind the shed and making his way back up to you guys, closing the distance. He's not there yet.
It's nothing good. I mean, I know it's something about some kind of possession or something. That's just stuff I picked up from my friend back home. I don't know much about it. You ever seen it? You haven't seen that before?
No, I can't say I have.
The ants were making that symbol in, back in that apartment.
So what is it?
I don't know.
The magic?
I guess there's something tied to it. And there's something tied to Pierce Claremont.
You kind of hear the crunching of snow as Hunk is coming up, and he just like overhears you guys talking and just kind of like looks. They're not here, I don't think. These people might actually be coming.
Do you think we'll be okay to just do the handoff?
I don't know. But what I do know is that we need to get this body away.
And should we put it in a tarp for the firewood and carry it off into the woods? Into the shed?
There's a shovel in the shed. Let's bury it.
Is the sun rising yet?
No. You don't see the sun rising. I'm gonna scrub the floors inside, and if they come in or anything like that. Can you guys bury him?
Yeah, we can do that.
Listen to me carefully.
Yeah.
You need to cut off his hands, bury him face down, put his hands on his back.
On his back?
Yeah. I'm gonna get cleaning inside. Bury him at the tree line. You don't have to go too far in. See if you can put the snow back over the hole. Fuck.
Alright, yeah, let's hurry up. Let's do
this.
Out
of character, did we ever check the back of the truck?
It was just beer cans, right?
Yeah, there wasn't. Okay. Didn't seem like there was anything.
I thought
it
would have been really funny if
it was in there the whole time.
Yeah, right. Well, it's an open bed, so you would have seen them at any point.
I thought it would have been hilarious.
Hunk walks away. Looks like he goes inside.
All right. Here, let's get this tarp down. Let me put him on the tarp, and we'll drag him over to the trees. Don't want to drag all this blood everywhere.
Don't worry. I've done this before.
You've done this before? All right. I'm not surprised, I guess, anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It never feels good.
All right, I'll get the shovel.
So what do you guys do?
I jog over to the shed, grab the shovel, and oh, fuck. Is there, like, the cartoon hedge trimmers? The big-ass hedge trimmers?
There are. There's also hacksaws, axes, and a chainsaw that's there as well.
Chainsaw. Any other power tools that aren't like gas? Or are they?
There's battery operated circular saw there too.
Is that the one that's like the table saw?
No, it's like a handheld circular saw.
Okay, so like a. Okay, yeah. I guess I'll probably grab that.
Then he walks in and grabs the spade.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you guys do?
Walk back to the back.
He's angrily digging at the soil. They always make you bury someone in fucking December when it's fucking cold. They never ask you when it's nice and soft.
Is there a second shovel?
There are, yeah. There's a flat head and then also a spade.
I'll grab a spade as well.
Okay.
So, two spades and start trudging back to the body.
It's May.
Whatever. They always make you
it's
do it somewhere
here.
Cold.
I thought spades were the sharp ones.
They are.
Oh, yeah, it's not two spades. It's a flathead shovel and then a spade.
Oh, and a spade?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take the flathead then, I guess.
He grabbed the spade. Oh, so there's a flathead
shovel. I'm going to be digging a fucking permafrost with the flathead shovel.
Yeah. So how far in do you guys go? I mean, talk to me about the positioning of this hole.
Like 15 feet from the tree line. Something like that. Is it like a dense tree line?
Yes.
Oh yeah, like 15. Like, oh, like three trees deep.
Okay. And you begin digging a hole. How far in are you guys digging?
What time is it?
If you check your phone, you still don't have any signal, but you do see that it is, I'd say at this point, like 5 o'clock.
Song comes up at 5:30.
Yeah.
Dig for 30 minutes.
Okay. Begin digging. I need both of you guys to roll athletics for me.
Falling like an athlete.
You know what?
I am.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
put it on.
It ain't if we got two successes. I got a 14 on a 31.
What's their pickaxe level, Joe?
Dude, I got an obsidian. Oh my fucking. I dug a hole. No, that's bad, right?
No, critical success.
All right, triple zeros.
Triple zeros.
Did I one hit it?
Yeah.
6 foot hole.
Needs to break.
Yeah. Yeah. It, like the fucking Minecraft, like you see the edges of it begin to chip and just fucking perfect square hole pops out.
My fucking name.
No, but seriously, you guys are able to, you know, dig this hole in a fairly short amount of time. Most of it is because of the luck here. It is not as cold in this area. The soil is pretty soft and easily malleable. You're able to dig up a hole.
And he's like looking through the cold ass forest and he goes, this spot's warmer than the rest.
It is a little jarring, the amount of expertise that he has in grave digging.
Night working.
You really weren't lying. You have done this before, huh?
But there seems to be a fairly sizable hole. It took you guys maybe about like 10 minutes.
Damn. Okay.
Oh my god.
Is this deep enough? Can we just toss him in? Well, we gotta cut his hands off.
It is reasonably shallow, but it would cover him with probably, I would say, maybe half a foot.
Ah, fuck. Did you bring something to cut his hands off with?
Yeah, I got a circular saw.
Give me it.
I mean, just like you've done that before, I've done a little something like this before.
Are you all right, though?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right.
I can get down and give the old press, the old vroom, vroom, pshing, does it. Let's go.
Putting 1 foot on his hand, bringing down the circular saw as the blade runs, touches flesh first, which sends out a streak of blood, and then to bone as you hear this crunching sound. And Garfield, even if you're not looking, you can hear it. You can hear it. It's gut-wrenching. But it goes through. One hand is removed. Go over and do the same to the other. I need both you guys to roll sanity. Garfield, are you watching?
No.
Okay, but still roll sanity.
87.
On a 44. 87 on a foul. You are going to lose 3 points of sanity.
Let's go.
And you are experiencing an anxiety attack. Garfield?
I rolled a 3.
You're not going to lose any sanity.
Alright.
Yeah. As soon as I... Do I get through the hand?
Both of them, yeah.
I just stand up, just looking at the stumps. Probably have his hand just in my hand. The saw in the other hand.
Is it done?
I don't fucking know.
What? What?
There's all this
I turn around.
There's blood all over the fucking snow.
Oh, shit.
They're gonna fucking find this, dude. I get down on my knees.
Are you good?
I start scooping fucking snow over all everything.
Yep.
Like a cat fucking burying its shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like bare hands, just frantically trying to get snow, just trying to cover everything up.
Yep.
No, stop.
We don't have fucking time. We don't have time.
We have time.
Put him in a fucking hole.
All right.
What do you do?
We drag him in.
And as he's fucking dragging him, I'm just here and take this. And I throw the hand at him.
Do you catch it?
You're going to make me roll athletics?
No, I want to know whether you're actively trying to catch it. Or if you're just
I also
I go to catch it, but I like as I touch it, I just fucking drop it.
Look out!
What
the fuck?
I didn't say like, "Hey, watch!" or like, "Watch out!" I just said like, "Yo, and catch this!" Like, probably while it's midair.
Yeah. Hits down on the ground, makes like a sad thumping noise as the severed hand hits the ground.
I pick it back up and put it on the back of the body on there, and then I go get the other one and put it on the back. And
you put him face down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And go inside. Get cleaned up. I'll take care of the rest.
You know, fuck, I need my fucking pills.
Yeah, go,
my
bag go take your fucking medicine.
Fuck, I just, like, half sprint into the house.
Half sprint into the house, and you can see Hunk on his hands and knees in, like, an apron and rubber gloves, and he's just, like, washing the floorboards.
Am I all bloody?
Yeah, you're covered in blood.
Awesome.
And he looks up. Fuck.
And I've run straight to my bag. I just don't even look at it. I'm just go to my bag.
Okay.
Grab a handful of those fucking pills and knock them back.
Okay. Honk kind of makes his way over as you're doing whatever you're doing. What do you do?
I just look at him like, we fucking got him in there. We cut his hands off. What now?
I guess now we wait. It's all clean here. Get changed. Like, now. Sunrise is soon. I don't know how fucking punctual these people are.
Alright, fucking throw me a set of clothes into the bathroom from that pile.
Fine.
I'm gonna go. I go just get in the shower, the tub, turn it on, fucking blasting high heat, and just sit there. Just fetal position in the tub. Okay. Or no, it's not a tub, is it?
It's a standing shower.
I just sit on the ground.
Oh, God.
Just like blood pulling under me.
Yeah, it,
clothes on.
It's kind of horrible. The water washing over you, sopping up your clothes. And it's not even hot. It's cold. It's really, really cold. Garfield, back outside. What do you do?
Cleaning up the scene.
Cleaning up the scene, fixing some of the blood trails, the actual trail of carrying his body to, taking the time, cleaning that up. And obviously, you know, putting the dirt back into the hole, covering up the body. I need you to roll criminology for me.
Okay. Jesus Christ, that's crazy. 86 on an 80.
86 on an 80. You feel like you did a good enough job with this. What do you do? You see up in the sky, blackness of night is turning into these deep shades of purple rather quickly.
The only additional thing I wanted to do is put some debris over the area, like tree debris.
Branches and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy enough to do.
And then just go back to the house.
Okay. You hear the door open into the bathroom gauze, and you just hear, like, or you could probably see it, just like some clothes just come in from out of your view, and the door closes.
I think I'm just trying to, like, just sit in the ground, collect, try to just get some bearing.
Catching your breath.
Yeah.
Water hitting your body, and you anchor yourself, and it probably happens once the hot water does indeed kick on, and you just kind of feel this wave wash over you. And then what do you do?
Stand up. Is there like a trash can in there?
Yeah, there's a little
trash liner in it.
Yeah.
Take my clothes off, put them in there.
Okay.
And just kind of try to find a towel and dry off.
Okay. So, as all that unfolds in Maine, we're going to jump back over to Chicago.
Sweet.
How you guys doing? Back in Chicago, it is currently around 8:30.
In the morning.
Yep. And you guys are behind the wheel of the Corolla, I believe it is, on your way to Tarmart. Who's driving?
I believe I am.
Yeah, you're driving. I drive like ass.
Can right. we just let it be known as they were finding out about Pierce Clayton's name? Pierce
Clayton?
Claremont.
Claremont.
He
Hugo
absolutely
Clayton, thank you.
Fuck. He absolutely sneezed during that entire exchange. He just had a sneezing fit.
Yeah. Who?
You did during that entire exchange.
They say you sneeze when somebody else says your name and you're not there. It's like a thing. That's what he said. Why do you look like you want to fucking kill me right now?
I don't get the joke.
The joke is that when they had that whole thing about Pierce Claremont, you sneezed at some point.
As if it's like written in the stars, some like that when my name gets said, I sneeze.
Well, that's like a thing that they say, that when somebody says somebody's name and that person isn't present, wherever they are, they sneeze. It's like a...
I've never heard that before. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's like a thing.
Confused. I've never heard that in my life.
You looked at me like you wanted to fucking like rip my skin off.
I've heard that, and I've also heard, like, your ear wiggles.
Ears are ringing.
The other one.
Or you get, like,
ears,
a shiver
ears
up
are
your
ringing.
Spine.
I think that people with allergies are just very popular.
Maybe, yeah.
That's all it is.
Wow.
Fucking Matt Damon can't even go outside.
No, dude, he's got fucking hay fever 24/7.
Somebody get Drake some Claritin.
So, driving around, Tarmar is not very far away. It's probably going to take you maybe 20 minutes to get there. Any conversations that happen on this drive?
Should I put together a shopping list?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Awesome.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never cooked meth, but...
Me neither.
I think we're going to need a spoon.
I was thinking one of those little, like, loaf pans.
Are we going to make bread out of it?
No, but we put the meth in there, and then we can just put, like, a sterno underneath it.
All right. I guess
that just seems cleaner, and we can throw it all away.
It's cleaner? We're killing the guy.
Well, yeah, but we're trying to make it look like he didn't, you know what I mean?
He's a psychopath. It doesn't really matter how it looks.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Even if we don't throw it away, I feel like that's, you know, if he has a family, like, I don't think he's... You know,
do we give a shit?
I don't think he's cooking meth in the Dutch oven. You know what I mean? I think he's got it. Like, he probably has some weird like closet setup. I don't know.
He's a closeted.
I don't know. Yeah. That's, I guess, the story we're trying to tell, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't even know how we're gonna like. I don't think we're gonna be able to like prick him at the door. I'm getting a little nervous. Like we might have to like B&E this. Like and I don't know how it's gonna look if we're buying like ski mask duct tape and like handy foil on a sterno.
You know, I was also gonna sit here and say, you think they're gonna give us a syringe? Because how are we gonna prick the guy if we don't have a syringe?
I asked Avery to give us some syringes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank God.
Yeah, I think he's given us enough meth to kill him. I know that, and then I think I asked for some needles too. I don't know. Do you think we'll need more than one? Like, we mess up?
Yeah, just in case, we might as well get a couple.
I don't think he'll send us one. I hope he doesn't send us one.
Yeah.
We'll see. If we have to ask for more, I guess.
We have to wait 5 hours for this, so I don't know if we have that much time.
And what time is his wife going to get home?
Well, when did we stop at the laundromat?
So, actually, you should be expecting this delivery based off of what was told to you.
It was like
around
6 hours, right?
Let me see. I got it here somewhere. Likely 1 o'clock, based off of the timing.
And we're at, you said, 8:30?
Yes.
Approximately?
Yep.
Okay. Alright, so we gotta kill like 5-ish hours before we can even get all right, our stuff. All
right. So why don't we pull over? I mean, it doesn't have to be in the parking lot or whatever, and we really map out a plan. Let's come up with a plan, and then we go it like we make the plan, we make our shopping list, and then we go get the stuff.
All right. And I kind of find the most we're in Chicago. I find the most run-down gas station I can find. I definitely have my gun out, but it's the most run-down gas station in Chicago I can absolutely find.
Okay.
Closest to the Target.
Tarmar, thank you. You do pass a shitty-looking gas station park, and it's an Exxon, but there's also, like, a convenience store inside. One of the windows is busted. Looks like they put up, like, fucking trash bags to cover it.
It's bulletproof glass. All right, How far from the like inner city is this guy, or out from the inner city is this guy's house?
Pretty far.
Okay.
Maybe like an hour or so.
Okay. Well, it doesn't look like we're gonna be able to make this look like a drive-by. That was one of my first thoughts.
We'd have to time that really well too.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping we could get some more info out of the stakeout.
Yeah. I don't know if, just based on the neighborhood, I don't know there's a way that we do this not being in his house.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be difficult to...
Unless we could somehow convince him to meet us somewhere at night, but I...
Do we take his wife hostage, you think?
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I mean, we're already going to kill the guy.
Yeah, we don't need to involve his wife.
Well, how else do you see him getting out of there?
I think we need to get in there when he's alone and just take care of business. I don't know.
All right. So, we know that his wife leaves. Well, we're assuming his wife is going to leave every day at 8:30.
No, I think it was earlier than that.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. 6:45.
And I don't think we can base every day on today.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a work day, it seems like she goes to work, but we haven't been there since this morning. We might go back and the van's there.
Yeah, it'd be a really bad day if we, did the deed and she just pulls up about 5 minutes later while we're cleaning everything up.
Right.
Well, I think that's kind of my point. I think there'd be less to clean up if we got some nitrile gloves and we gave him enough that sent him over the edge. And there's no going back. I mean, if he can't identify us, I don't think it's going to be a real long process of him going out. I think this is the least messy way to do it.
I just don't know how we're going to get it. Ensure that we get him with it, because those needles are going to be pretty easily broken. And if he struggles while we're trying,
if they give us a cover, I don't. You ever choked anyone out?
No, maybe once or twice back in the military, but it's been far too long.
We're gonna have to like tie him down or something. We can't use rope. That leaves marks, right?
Yeah. The real question is, how do we get him? We can knock on the door, but, I mean, if you stand off to the side, maybe you hit him with
like a bat.
You
said you saw him holding a gun, didn't you?
Yeah, he definitely had
a gun. So, all right, what kind of person answers the door holding a gun?
Well, somebody who knows that something's going on, right? I mean, our mission directive pretty much states... He knows what's going on here, so he's got to know we're coming. He might not.
So then we need to catch him by surprise. We're talking about a breaking and entering, essentially, and just getting him before he even notices we're there.
So do we wait for the suppressor? Just get in, and
I don't think it's ideal
to shoot the guy. I think we're kind of shit out of luck. We need to be able to shoot him, and I don't really want to shoot him in suburbia without a suppressor.
How do we make it look like? How do we make it look like a suicide or that it wasn't an assassination, basically, when you're going to be wielding a pistol with a silencer?
Well, you had the bullets, right, that we were supposed to make it look like he killed himself?
I'm just assuming. I find it hard to believe they provide us with a gun and those bullets. And
hey, maybe we make it look like one of them misfired and took his head off twice or he shot twice.
What?
I don't know. What kind of gun do you have?
Suicide by fucking two gunshots to the back of the head, bro.
We can make it look like a mess.
It's a revolver. It's not...
And what's the caliber?
Let me look at it. Hold on.
357. Large caliber. Let me look
down the back. It's a large caliber 357.
I mean, if it's close enough, it might leave a mess, if you know what I mean.
I'm saying... It doesn't look like you want to leave your personal weapon?
No, we leave yours.
They're two different guns.
No, but if I shoot him in the head, and then you shoot him in the head, your gun is going to make a bigger mess.
There's still going to be two bullets.
Look, I don't know how else to get rid of this guy. I'm kind of stuck on shooting.
I think we tie him up and we have him OD. I don't...
We gotta get to him first.
All right, so you got the gun.
Well, then I'm back to shooting him.
No, you're threatening him.
While he has a gun? We know he has a gun.
It's two of us and one of him. I don't see an instance where there's not a kerfuffle of some sort.
I agree with you.
And just don't... I think we don't let him talk. I think we try to choke him out. We... Bring him up to his bedroom, we inject him, and we put the meth in his nightstand, and we move on.
Jesus. All right,
That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know. I don't do this.
All right, well, how are we gonna get his attention, or how are we gonna get to him?
Back door?
And just break in and... Get him into a chokehold?
I guess. That's all I can really think of. I think we leave the guns out of it. I do. I mean, I don't...
I'm not leaving my gun out of this. It's coming with me.
Then it's either going to be my gun and it's really, really loud, or we do the meth thing.
We're stuck with very limited options here.
We're not. We're at the... I mean, we can go to Tar Mart and get whatever you need. We gas him out. Maybe we make it look like he was cleaning his bathroom. He mixed some chemicals wrong. I don't know.
Hey, we could definitely get a strong set of bleach going. That might knock him out. Ammonia?
How do we do that without knocking ourselves out?
Good point.
Yeah, we'll take 2 gas masks, some ammonia, some bleach, and these ski masks. And also this sterno and some handy foil and these nitrile gloves.
Do you have a get well card that says, welcome back from rehab, sorry about your meth addiction? No? You don't?
Actually, yeah, we do.
Get well soon. Yeah.
Hang in there with the cat.
Yeah. You have a big neon sign that says, I'm a meth junkie.
All right, so hear me out. You knocked on the door, what, 8?
It was like almost 7, I guess.
Maybe we try and get in the house right after she leaves early. He might not even be up yet. If we can get there while he's still in bed, you might be able to just put a pillow over his head. We'd at least get to him before he could get to his gun, right?
Yeah, and maybe, hey, if that's the case, maybe I get the gun, and then we just shoot him with the bullet.
What is it with you with the gun?
Because we can still inject him while he's dead.
How would he... I'm asking you this honestly. And I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they'd be able to tell if meth was injected post-mortem.
Where's the vet when you need him?
I don't know. Should I text them?
Yeah, let's
hey,
see.
Hey, Pierce Claremont pops up on WhatsApp.
So, I mean, and honestly, since the timelines are so skewed here, there might not even be a gauze to answer that message.
Okay, I'm gonna
have to just say
I was entertaining that.
It's very funny, but I can't, in good conscience, give you anything out of that.
I think it's a gift that we don't have cell service where we are for the sake of this.
It'd be a mess.
Yeah, it's sitting there unsent and undelivered.
Could have a fucking. When we get out of here, he could have a message that's just untimely.
Well, no, because so they're like 5 or 6 hours ahead of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look.
Hysterical.
The app has to update.
I was thinking it would be funny two days from now when we get cell service, Pierce, he just gets that message and he's like, does the body accept fucking
man? Oh, that's weird. What's your last name?
So look, if we can get in there early enough, might not be out of bed yet, we might need to break in. But listen, a broken window, a messy kitchen, bedroom in shambles, might not look that weird if the narrative we're trying to, you know, promote is that it was a meth overdose.
All right.
And more than that, we get in there. If we're able to restrain him, we handle everything in that bedroom, basically.
I mean, my thought was, you know, we got the gun. We got the bullets. They did give us the bullets for a reason. They definitely were on the same page of, hey.
So what if we did lure him out and we used that gun? What if we you really leaned into the fact that you were a reporter and you wanted to interview him, and we just got him somewhere where, sure, we do it your way, and then we, you know, throw him off a bridge or something with the gun.
Hey, I mean, maybe we feed into it a little bit. Maybe we tell him, hey, we're trying to get some info on some Delta Green, play double agent a little bit.
I don't think it's smart to use the name, but...
Say we're... investigators, we leave a...
I don't know how we discredit him with that. I think if he's told anybody anything he knows, I think it becomes obvious that it's a hit.
We really don't know how much he knows is the problem.
I'm of the notion it might be better that we don't find out. And we just make it quick.
All right. So
look, we're here to do a job that I'm not really comfortable with.
So let's just go through this one more time.
I'm going to be forthright with you. I don't know if I can shoot him.
Well, give me the gun. I'll shoot him.
How do we make it look like a suicide? How do we make it look like it wasn't a hit?
You leave the gun in his hand. I mean, it's not like Delta Green can't cover this up for us.
I wouldn't rely on them. I think they'd sooner...
You think that the government's gonna come back on some nobody with a bunch of meth lying around his house? I mean, we can leave the meth. It's not like that's gone.
I get the idea that it'd be easier to clean us up than the mess we leave behind.
I don't know, man. They're giving me a job. They're giving me extra work on the side of them.
So give me your plan. Let's hear your plan.
We break in. Hopefully he's asleep. Shoot him in the head. Put the gun down, leave meth out, make a mess, and then we walk out. Case closed.
How do we hide the sound of the gun?
Don't need to. He just killed himself. Leave the gun in his hand.
It's not a bad idea. Being honest, it's not a bad idea. Then we don't need to cook anything. We don't need it. We just...
There's just meth in the house. Now he knows he's a meth head.
Yep. And then, obviously, we'd have to... We have to give the house a little search just to see if there's anything.
Yeah, it's going to have to be quick, but that was my thought the whole time. It's, hey, if we've got the bullets, they fit your gun.
Well, you wanted to use your gun, the silencer, and I that didn't make sense to me. But yeah, no, I think it sounds good. I think we plant the meth, you take him out, you leave the gun, and then we just have to figure out a way to
get out of
there. Sneak out, you know, without being seen.
I think getting out is the hard part at this point.
All right, well... No, I like it. I like it.
We're definitely going to need some gloves to make sure that we can cover our tracks.
Yeah, we'll get some gloves.
We've got the gun, and the silencer is just in case shit goes south.
Listen, I'm thinking maybe not Tar Mart, then maybe Mom and Pop Shop, Ace Hardware, someone without cameras.
Ace is pretty big, man. Come on, you got to go to Gregor's.
I said Mom and Pop Shop. I don't know.
We're going to Greg's. Greg's
we'll
Hardware.
Go to Greg's, that's fine. Yeah, we'll go to Greg's. Yeah, we gotta stop at the laundromat. Maybe there's a place around there.
You hungry?
No, I can't eat right now.
You literally just got back from breakfast.
I like it. Let's do it. It sounds good.
All right, let's get these gloves first then.
Maybe we take the meth. No, I'm kidding.
So finding a small, like family-owned, family-operated hardware store. Purchasing what exactly here?
Nitrile gloves.
Bungees. Also just in case.
What are those for?
The 64-year-old woman ringing you up is going to be terrified.
What are those for?
You know, just you want, like, you know, in case we do need to tie them up.
Oh. I thought you were going to, like, repel the window or something.
I just wanted to... In case we needed to tie him up.
Okay. Well, like, all bungee right. Straps?
Yeah, no, like, the... Yeah.
Okay.
And then I grab a set of spark plugs. Is this, like, a AutoZone-esque shop, or is this, like, a hardware store-esque shop?
They have spark plugs if you want spark plugs.
Just to break the glass easier.
Oh, the Ninja Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to find spark plugs.
Damn, y'all looked at me like I was crazy there.
That was pretty clever.
I just absolutely... I'm listening to you talk, and I look over at Ant, and he's just mouthing the words, "What the fuck is going on?"
I was following. I like it.
Hey, I thought that was a good idea.
Okay, so nitrile gloves, bungee straps, and spark plugs. Two spark plugs?
Set of four.
Four spark plugs.
at the register. Yeah, it sounds like all four of them, and it's fucking wild.
Can I look around for a small metal pan that looks like it could be used to cook meth? I'm not going to Google what a meth cook, like, I don't want a spoon. I just want, like, a small metal dish. Maybe one that could hold, like, nuts and bolts on the side of a vehicle.
Yes. Easy, okay. Easy enough to find a small,
thin metal dish.
Thin, shallow metal dish.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to grab that. Not explaining why. Bungie. I think trash.
I'm just twirling my bag at the front of the store.
Yeah, I think trash and anything in the house would be. Well. Can I take note to see if they have one of those machines where you can duplicate a house key?
They roll lock.
Six.
They do.
100.
Psst.
Yep. Come here.
Kind of like rubbing my face as I say it. So the plan is to pull this tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah.
I think tonight we check the perimeter for like a hide key. Come here tomorrow morning, we might be able to get in without
breaking in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that idea.
Man. Worst case scenario, we wait till dark. We quietly peruse the perimeter. We don't find anything. Break in, but not a terrible idea, right?
Do you remember any river rocks by the house?
Do I remember any river rocks near the house?
You want to know one of those garden rocks?
Yeah, you don't. You do not. Okay. And no, like, conspicuous fake dog poop or anything like that?
No, but yo, I know.
There were some, like, potted plants out
on
the porch.
Yeah, dude, and I know, like, in the city, it's pretty common. People put hide-a-key magnets underneath their car.
Oh.
So maybe we check underneath the car, we check the perimeter behind the bushes, maybe some stepping stones in the grass.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It's not, it doesn't hurt, and we can always go with the initial plan, you know, tomorrow morning, but tonight when it gets dark, it might be worthwhile to look, and then tomorrow morning, duplicate the key. I mean, this is literally just, it's like a vending machine.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy does know my face, so maybe I should get a mask or something just to be safe.
Wear a hoodie or something, dude. Get a gator. Do they sell gators?
They do sell gators.
Grab a couple gators.
I'll grab a gator.
COVID's not happening yet.
Nope. No masks. No mascas.
All right, did you already check out?
Yeah, no, you mind grabbing this?
Yeah, I just got the dish and...
They're camo colored.
There's no plain colored ones?
No, they're camo colored. The other one that they have is high-vis orange.
You look disappointed at this. Come on, man. It's just for tonight.
Just meet me by the exit. I'm kind of looking at the gators. I kind of look over to him and I go, yo, it doesn't matter what pattern they are, right? It's just to keep the dust out.
I mean, one not too bright, preferably.
When did you become a diva? Grab the two. And I throw them on the counter. Mm-hmm. Little metal dish.
Yep.
How you doing?
It's an old lady.
Hello!
Working on a 69 Mustang. Thing is rusted.
What's that?
Forget it. Okay. How much?
$4 for the masks and this little dish. What does that say on the bottom? I can't read that. What is that? 290? Does it say 299?
It looks like an 8 to me, but...
298. Okay. $6, please. Do you happen to be related to Miss Janowitz?
Yes. No.
Man, that's a dollar short.
That's all right. I don't split hairs.
All right, I'm going to pull out a 10.
Gives you $6 back.
Is there a tip jar, like a leave a penny, take a penny?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put $3 in there.
She just, like, looks at it and, like, looks back at you.
Thanks.
I pull my doily out and put it in the tip jar.
You do?
I leave my doily.
You don't have a doily, do you?
I thought we both took one.
No, I thought I was the only one who took a doily.
No, I thought
you threw it out the window because you thought it was bad juju.
Oh, shit.
You reach into your doily pocket and it's mysteriously missing.
No.
Have a nice day.
You too.
With your horse. I hope it gets better.
Me too.
Make your way out.
All right. Laundromat?
Yeah, let's go hang out there.
Sake
for a
of
bit.
Brevity, can we fast forward to one?
Yeah. Are you guys waiting outside or inside?
Sitting outside.
Is it in like one of those strip malls? Is there like a place I can eat some snacks or anything like that?
Yeah, there's
why
like
are
a
you so humble
there's like
a character
convenience store like two or three stores down from it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out there with the by the coffee machine, eating a beef jerky.
So. We will pick up with you guys at 1 o'clock. Back in Maine, the sun is beginning to rise. Garfield, you finish what you're doing. Gauze, exiting the shower?
Yeah, getting clothes on.
Okay. What do you do? Garfield, do you come inside?
Yeah.
You shoot that fat load inside? You come inside?
I come inside. Yeah. I fucking... I don't even ask.
Roll vitality.
I don't even say nothing.
Roll virility.
That's what it is. Fuck.
I got swimmers.
You get out of the shower. You get changed. It looks like he just has like a white t-shirt and jeans and like what looks like a kind of beat up zipper jacket.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, put it all on. Step out. And his hunk still just cleaning.
Yeah, no. It looks like he's actually wrapped up. He's got some chemicals that are on that breakfast nook table, and he just kind of looks up. As you come out.
Sorry about that.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's what it is. So I guess we're waiting for these guys, right?
If they're even coming, we have to get those back in town today. At least by noon, I'd like.
Right. We don't know who's coming, right?
No, I have no fucking idea. I don't even know if anyone is coming. And if nobody's coming, we're fucked.
Do we know what kind of guns? Can we...
I have no idea.
Is it guns?
I'm fairly certain, yeah. That's what they told me, at least. Garf, you come back inside?
Yeah.
Okay. Stepping in, you see Gauze changed, speaking with Agent Hunk.
What's going on?
We're just talking about what to do. Whether or not these guys are coming, what we're expecting, I don't know. Whether it's a guy, whether it's guys, whether it's the fucking military, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, we followed our part of the mission.
Not, yeah, we still need to...
We were told to meet guys. If the guys don't show up, how the fuck is that our fault?
I'm not saying it's our fault, but if it doesn't shake out right, I don't know. People might die, and it's something I'm trying to avoid. At least people who don't deserve to die. Did you put him in upside down?
Yeah, just like you said. Upside down, the hands on the back.
Good.
Covered it up. Looks good.
He kind of like cracks a smile as he kind of like looks off, shakes it off. All right, I guess we just fucking wait.
Yeah, we do what we can. We are following the mission directives as they were given to us.
All right.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
He kind of walks over. We get creative. They don't like that.
Sits down. I guess. Yeah.
I mean, there's some point we need to leave here, though. If nothing does show up, we give a few hours until, like, what?
We're going to have to get somewhere and get cell service and... Call them to what to do at this point.
We don't have contact.
I don't have a contact number. You guys got one?
No.
Fuck. Well.
I can, if we get cell, I can get in touch with our guys. See if they can get in touch. I don't know if they have contact, maybe. Whatever they're doing.
You got contact with other cell members?
Probably figure it out, yeah.
That's not good. That's no good.
What?
It's dangerous. The program does not like that. Not that I give a fuck. But you said you were new, so I wouldn't do that.
All I want, do we, is there any point in going to the lodge without any empty-handed? If nothing shows up?
We'll figure it out when that happens, I guess. For now, we operate off of what we know. I admittedly don't know whether or not Harry was telling the truth. I don't know. We'll just wait. Give it, what, like 2 hours?
Like 7:30?
Yeah. Alright. In the meantime, I don't know what you had in mind, but we can burn the house. Once we're done, obviously.
Yeah.
Or we could just leave it.
Do you feel pretty good at how you cleaned?
I do. I've done it enough times. Make sure you guys don't touch anything while we're here, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll wipe down the bathroom before we leave, if we want to leave it.
Does anyone even come out this way?
That's what I'm thinking. I think the only reason someone would come out this way is if there was a big fire.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. No one knows we're here. Let's say everything goes right. We'll take his truck, bring it to the Elk's Lodge. You guys can just leave, and I'll get rid of the truck.
Yeah, that sounds... If we get the guns, yeah.
The other thing that's going to be important to know, too, it's really important, you hear a honk outside as he's talking. And he, like, looks up, looks out. Go look. Take a look. Go look.
How's he look, like, when, like, split second, how does he look? Like, and when he hears the honk?
Attentive.
I'll take a look, yeah.
Peek out. You look outside to see a black Suburban pulled up. Not close to the truck. Maybe 15 or so feet away from it.
Black SUV.
Fuck. Well.
Well, where's Harry? What do we say?
He had to go back into town.
What
I don't
car?
Know. His truck's here.
Right. We rented a car and came up to meet him.
God, okay. And he kind of walks over, and as he's walking towards the window, he looks out, and he just, like, takes, like, 2 or 3 steps back. Okay. Fuck. You guys have to handle this. I know that guy. Just go talk to him. Do not tell him I'm here. Figure it out. Fuck.
Get in the
bathroom.
Fuck.
Get in the bathroom. And he's walking away, and he's walking into the bathroom.
All right.
Closes the door.
All right, let's get out. Let's get out there.
All right, let's go.
Stepping up, you can see this figure who has the door open. It looks like he's on the front end of the car, like right outside of the, like on the hood. And he has the driver's side door open. He walks back and begins laying on the horn again. Takes his hand off, steps back out, and just kind of like looks up towards the trailer. What do you guys do? From this distance, you can see him. He looks like he's about 6 feet tall. He is bald.
Come to meet him outside, okay. on the front steps.
Do you bring the bonds?
Yes.
Okay. Walking outside on the front steps. You see him kind of like look out at you. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It is good. I'm looking for Harry Air.
Harry's in town. He brought us up here. We had to rent a car. It was a whole thing.
Okay. Well, you want to...
Yes, yeah, let's... Is it in the back?
Yeah, you can come take a look. Come here.
Yeah, right.
He kind of motions you over, walks over, and you can see him as he's walking. He's wearing, like, longer cargo pants with boots, and, like, this tight-fitting kind of windbreaker, but like that, like, fuck, what's the material called? It's like that swishy material, but not like the swishy, it's like fleece almost.
Oh, velour.
Yeah. And he's walking over to the back of the...
Describe this character to me, please.
Does he have hair?
He's Albanian.
He's bald.
What's he smell like?
He's Albanian.
What's he what?
What's he smell like?
He smells like Jay-Z.
What kind of music's on in the car?
There's no music playing on the car.
Damn it.
Does he have eyebrows?
He does not have eyebrows.
He's wearing a velour.
Is he Albanian?
Tracksuit?
Just the jacket. He's wearing regular cargo pants and boots.
I'm imagining like a skinny or big body Bess.
I'm imagining it's Noho Hank.
I'm imagining like Eastern European cab driver. Yes. Like, this is best song, bro.
So he's walking to the trunk and yep. he pops it and he looks in and come on, come take a look.
Yeah.
You can see, you look in, you see two crates. They are wooden crates. They look like they're nailed shut and there are rope handles on either ends of both the crates.
That is all of them. But I was told there was payment, so.
Yep, right here.
Can I see, please?
Sure.
Takes a look, unzips it, opens it up. If you want to take a look, there's a crowbar over there.
Yeah, here. I'll slide one of the crates back. Is it easy to move by like one person?
No. It is going to be a two-man lift, but you can kind of pull it forward enough. Yeah, and you do see the crowbar that he was talking about there. And he opens it up and he looks through it.
Okay. I was told there was going to be someone else too. Mr. Honk.
Honk? He went in town with Harry as well. Huh. They just wanted to bring the car back, you know what I mean?
That is a shame. Icky. Well, this looks good. Do you want to take a look or no?
Yeah, let me pop open one of these, both of them, and take a look in.
Take a second and you kind of cram the crowbar under and pop it, and you can hear the nails like pop. Opens up slightly and you can look inside and you see this crate that you opened looks like it is stuffed with pistol grip semi-automatic shotguns.
Okay.
Looks like there are 12 of them in this crate.
All right, good. All right, and next crate.
Pop it in, pop it open, much the same. 12 semi-automatic pistol grip shotguns.
There's like, are they packed in like hay or something?
No, they seem to actually have like slits that they fall into, like a wooden guide rail almost, mm-hmm. that they individually fit into. The guy speaks, he goes, I know that they wanted everything in there, so it is all of it. The firing pins and whatever else.
I step up to the crate.
Yeah.
I'm going to check one of these out, just make sure everything's all in order.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
And I just make sure that, like, all the parts on the gun, like, move like they should.
Roll, and, what's your firearm score?
60.
Okay. And yeah, you take it out. Open up the chamber, parts. Check it out. They are Benelli M4s.
Word.
With pistol grips.
And like everything else in the crate, like matches, it doesn't look like there's any FUBU guns.
Yeah, the one thing that you do notice though is the serial number is scratched off.
No Timo fucking Uzis in there?
No, yeah. But they're all, like I said, in total, 24 semi-automatic shotguns. Chambered in 12 gauge.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm sure you got places to be.
Yes.
We got places to be. Let's... Here, Garf, help me out. Let's put these in the back of the truck.
All right. Slow it up.
Kind of tamp down the lids and...
looking over towards the shed. And then he's looking over towards the trailer. Joe is going to make a roll.
Ariar and Honk, they are, you said, in town?
They want to go buy car parts for the truck.
Oh, the truck is no good?
No. You know cars?
A little, yes.
Do you want to take a look at it?
I have much more important things to do, but...
Yeah, they're pulling shit out of the shed in the snowstorm, and it was a fucking mess.
And who are you, too?
Goss.
Goss. And you?
Gary.
Well, give Varier my best, and, well, tell Honk that I was looking for him. Do you need help moving these?
Yeah, let's all just grab an end and we'll get them back in the back of the truck.
Okay. And he steps up, picks up the crate. You guys are going to have to kind of like move the snow out of the bed of the truck, which takes some time, but you're able to do it. And this bald guy helps you lift him in and put him in. I wish I had the tarp to give you or something to cover them, but well, you people always figure it out.
Yeah, we'll find a way. We have time. We'd wait till they get back anyways with car parts.
Well, bon voyage.
Good luck. Drive safe.
He walks back over to the truck, closes the trunk, gets in the driver's seat, closes the door, and begins pulling out.
All right. Which way does he go?
He goes the way towards where you guys came from originally.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. All right. Let's find something to cover these with. We'll get Honk.
Do you got anything on you as a weapon?
Got a knife. Oh, I don't have a knife. It's somewhere.
Is there any ammo in these crates?
There was not.
No.
I might as well tote one around and make it look like I got a weapon.
Not if we get pulled over.
No handguns in the shipment or anything?
Just 24 shotguns.
Alright, we'll leave them in here for now.
Alright, yeah. How the roads look while we're out here?
It's gonna be a thing.
Yeah, okay.
The snow doesn't seem like it's melting, the sun is not bright enough.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
Load up the truck if we didn't already.
Yeah, load it up.
Yeah, the truck's loaded.
I'll go inside and knock on the bathroom door.
It opens quickly and Honk.
We're all good. He's gone.
He had it?
He had him. Two crates.
What did he say?
He said looking for you.
What did he say about Harry? Did he say anything?
He asked where he was. I told him we were in town. You went with him.
What color jacket was he wearing?
Velour.
What color was it?
I don't really remember.
What color would concerning?
Joe didn't say it expressly, but it was black. It was black.
Black, okay.
And so you say, what color is concerning? If it was white, I need to know now.
Definitely wasn't white.
It was a white one. No.
Fuck.
It's like dark or something. I don't know.
And he looks like genuinely shaken up. Okay. But everything's good?
Two crates of shotguns.
You guys color code your jackets?
He's not DJ. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
We're gonna be behind him. He went the way we're going.
Fuck. Okay, then we'll just give him 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, we gotta cover up these up anyways in the back of the truck. We gotta find tarp.
I'm gonna wipe down the bathroom.
Alright.
Get the truck ready. Let's get this fucking wrapped up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. He walks back over to where he has those chemicals stacked up.
You wanna get the truck ready? You wanna fix it back up?
Yeah, I'll drive.
Yeah, sure, and I'll go in the shed, I'll clock it up again and try to find a tarp in there or something to cover this shit up.
I'm putting the thing back in the car and fixing it and then turning it on and getting it warm.
Yep. Takes you about 15 minutes to get that all sorted out, but you're able to. You also go to the shed and you do see like a blue tarp in there and some bungee straps as well.
Awesome.
I go get the snacks that I prepared.
Get the snacks. And as you kind of come back in after fixing up the car, Hunk is coming out. We're clear here. I don't think I missed anything, but are your prints in the system anywhere?
Not my prints.
What does that mean?
For the purposes of your question, no.
Okay. All right. We should be fine. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. It's the road.
He starts making his way out, and then he stops over near the rocks that are up there in that shadow box with the bullet casings in it. He reaches into his pocket and takes out what looks like a bandana, flips the lid using his bandana to cover his prints, opens it up,
reaches in and grabs 1, 2, 3, 4 of the casings, puts it in the bandana, wraps it up, puts it in his pocket. You driving again?
Yup.
Let's do it. He walks out, following you guys behind.
Yeah, hop in shotgun.
Hop in shotgun and pull out. Leaving the scene of a murder with guns bought and an opera seemingly nearing its conclusion. That's what we're going to pick up next session.
I got guns.
Got that little
got
douche,
guns, and it's all the same.
Thank you for listening to this installment of 12 Gauge, a Nasty Table production.